Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is Bonnie Gressel, your host here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Today, we're going to do a Biz Bites with Bonnie, and we're going to talk about knowing when to refer. This is something that many of us have to make some decisions about from time to time. So we're going to get to that in just a moment. But first, I always want to take a moment to let you know how much I appreciate all of you. Oh, thank you so much for listening to this show all over the globe. I am just so thrilled that I get to share this information with you. You know, I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You know, you come from that heart-centered place. You want to make a difference in the world. And perhaps that's you, and that's why you've decided to join us on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. I hope that you find great value from the show again today. Now, I know that time is our most precious asset, so I want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. And I always put links to my website, my Facebook pages, and I always have a free gift for you as well on the show page. So be sure you check that out. And perhaps you would like to share your message on the air. I would love to have you as a guest on this show, The Holistic Entrepreneur, or my other show, The Gift of Choice. So reach out to me. Let me know if you'd like to be a guest on the show, and I would love to chat with you about it. Now, without further ado, let's get into our topic for today. When to refer, knowing when to refer. You know, knowing that clients are your ideal clients, knowing that you can help them, to me, that's really sort of an intuitive thing. You know, it's a feeling. Now, sometimes in the beginning, especially when you're just starting as an entrepreneur, it's tempting to take everybody because, you know, you need the business. You want the client, right? Even though we don't, in our gut, necessarily feel that it's the best fit, but, you know, we think that we can help them and we think that they'll be a good client, but we don't have that passion about, yes, this one is right. Well, you know, if we take on people that, you know, either we can't help or they're not the right client or whatever, it never works out in the long run. It can be a struggle and stress for you, unhappiness for your client, and that's never a good thing, right? Now, being totally transparent here, And I want to make sure that I say this. I certainly have said that I can do something and then learned how to do it so that I could deliver. That's not what I'm talking about here. That's fine as long as you can deliver. I mean, I've learned things kind of on the fly. And oh, yes, then I can deliver, you know, whatever it is. This is different. I'm talking about knowing that, you know, the client's needs goes beyond the scope of what you can do or even want to do. And you don't really in your heart feel that it's the best fit, the best for the client. It goes beyond what you can truly do. You know, I've worked in hospitals and clinics as a nurse and as a nurse practitioner for many years in the past. And I've always felt that the sign of a really good doctor is someone who acknowledges their limitations and refer when it's appropriate. You know, in the past, I've worked with lots of family doctors, primary care docs, GPs, as they used to be called. And I always thought it was a true sign of character when they knew when to refer. You know, that they couldn't do everything. As the saying goes for physicians and family practice and GPs and all that, they're a jack of all trades and master of none, which is really kind of true. And the good ones refer to the master of that specialty. Well, you know, I don't think that being an entrepreneur, especially in coaching or the consulting arena, is really that much different. Now, it may be enticing to land a new client, but you know, what's really best for both of you? How often do we sit and reflect or meditate or whatever word you want to give it? How often do we really think about that as we interact with a potential new client? You know, none of us wants unhappy clients. We want rave reviews and testimonials and people to think we're amazing, right? So you want to work with the right people. Now, it's a hard pill to swallow sometimes, I guess, when you have to admit to yourself that maybe we're not the best person for the job. Don't take that as a shortcoming. It will actually help you and your client way more in the long run. You know, it's okay. We're not supposed to do everything. There's no shame in that. I believe that it's a true sign of character that you recognize that, you know, what your limitations are, what goes beyond the scope of your abilities, and actually help your client way more in the long run by referring them. So now another kind of take on this is the situation when you're working with a client. I mean, everything's going well. You're delivering, you know, what they want. You're providing what they need. The relationship is sound. They're showering you with "you rock" comments and feedback. And then you get to a point in the relationship when something goes beyond your scope. Something that you can't do or you don't want to learn or it's just beyond your scope. For me, it's HTML coding. That's something that I don't do. I know just enough to be dangerous, but I don't want to learn the whole thing. So I think the same guidelines apply. What you can do is let them know that you can do what you can for them. This is what I can do. And that the rest of it is really beyond the scope of your abilities. And then suggest that they find someone else. Or refer them to somebody if you know somebody who can help them. I think that's such a huge gift that you can give to both yourself and your client. To know that you did what you could and then you let them go. You know, you let them, you turn them on to someone else who could better fit their needs at this time. To me, this is how you're serving in the best way possible. That's just how I look at it. You know, sometimes things change. A working relationship change, needs and expectations change. Nobody knows what it's going to be. It could be many things. But sometimes it gets to a point where it's just not working anymore. And you know what that feels like. You might have been in that situation yourself, that things are awesome and, you know, everything is going smoothly and then all of a sudden something like isn't working right. So like any relationship, things change. And it may not be the best fit for the both of you in the long haul. You know, I know that others talk about having clients for a lifetime or long-term relationships. And that's fine. That's perfectly fine as long as it fits. Personally, I don't get too hung up on that. Maybe it's because of what I do, because it's different based on how you serve people, right? But the expectation to have lifelong clients is not for everybody. So don't feel bad if that's not you. You know, I think those relationships are few and far between. And it doesn't mean that you're doing something wrong if you don't have long-term clients or lifetime clients. You know, it depends on what kind of, you know, coaching or consulting or whatever that you're doing with them. Because especially if you're helping them achieve a goal, hopefully they get to that goal, right? And then their needs change. Now, I know that there's a way to always have something available to fit that what's next time period. When someone, you know, but it depends on your niche and what you do. Because sometimes there's a what next that you can provide and sometimes not. So in any case, when it comes to the point that whatever you're doing with your client kind of goes beyond the scope of your practice, so to speak, then maybe it's time to refer. You know, like those physicians I talked about earlier in the show, to me, and I truly do believe this, that a true sign of real character in a good physician, entrepreneur, coach, consultant, whatever name you want to give it, I think the true sign of a really outstanding character is to know when it's appropriate to refer. Whether it's in the beginning and the person isn't the right fit, you think you can help them, but no, there's something that your gut is telling you and you're not really listening. Or if it's somebody that you've been working with for a while and things, you know, just sort of grow apart in some way. It's like any relationship, right? So my message for you today is to know that there sometimes is a time to just let go, to just refer, and that's okay. It does not mean you're a failure. It doesn't mean you've not, you know, done what you said you were going to do. I mean, do what you can, certainly, but then know when it's time to say when, right? When it's time to just prefer to just draw the line. So I hope that you found today's Biz Bites with Bonnie helpful on your holistic entrepreneur journey. You know, it's a matter of listening to your inner guidance, to your intuition, following that lead, and not just reacting, but really thinking about it. And if that means you need to take a pause, take a break, and say, let's reconnect and talk about this further, then do that. If you've got some little twinge going on in your intuition, listen to it, because it's going to be way better for you to deal with it up front than to, you know, all the stress and anxiety and struggle and all the things that could happen after that. There are plenty of people out there who want what you have to offer. So it's okay to let some go and know that all is well. And remember, you can do anything as long as you believe in yourself. Don't sell yourself short. Don't feel like you're a failure if you can't do it all. You're not supposed to be able to do it all. So until next time, believe in yourself, everybody.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.